Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
Practice began back on August 1st when more than 700 schools across Ohio ventured out on this journey over the 2019 football season. Now 224 of them have the opportunity to continue that journey in the playoffs. I'm Marty Bannister, and welcome to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Thanks for being with us for the next 35 minutes as we set the scene across Ohio for the 2019 OHSAA Football Playoffs. As always, our first show of the postseason is a busy one, as we will mention all 112 regional quarterfinal games on the schedule for this coming weekend, when Divisions 1, 2, 3, and 6 open up on Friday night, with Divisions 4, 5, and 7 playing their first-round games on Saturday evening. A reminder that all games kick at 7 o'clock. Let's step aside, though, first for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and when we come back, we'll break down this year's playoff field and first-round pairings. You're listening to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
You're invited to be a part of the greatest weekend in high school football, the OHSAA State Championships in Canton, Ohio. Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium hosts all seven title games, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Make it a weekend to remember with the state finals and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Log on to the football page at OHSAA.org for information on the playoffs, championship games, and tickets. Don't miss your chance to be a part of history.
Here's to the ones who put in the work, the no-days-off rise-and-grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with chocolate milk, the official beverage of high school sports, is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast.
This is Jerry Snodgrass, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One of my longstanding goals is to help people understand that high school sports are about so much more than wins and losses. The OHSAA promotes education-based athletics, where sports are an extension of the classroom. Our schools all want to win. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, it's all about sportsmanship, leadership, and making certain that academics are a priority. Thank you for your support of high school sports in Ohio.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And we welcome you back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show, which is being brought to you by Chocolate Milk. Fuel up with chocolate milk. By Max Preps, the official stats and scores provider of the OHSAA. Spectrum News 1, always Ohio, always refreshing, and always on Channel 1. By the Ohio National Guard, it's time to learn what you're made of. Jet's Pizza, the official pizza sponsor of the OHSAA. Aerie Sportswear, the official apparel provider of the OHSAA. And by Mercy Health, the care you need when you need it. And it's brought to you by the OHSAA Radio Network, which will broadcast all seven football state championship games live from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Before our guest interview this week, let's take a look at some of the notes of statewide interest this week. Coldwater, in Division 6, has qualified for the playoffs for the 23rd consecutive season, which is a new state record. And Newark Catholic's back in the playoffs for the 36th time overall, which is also a new state record. Meanwhile, five schools are in the playoffs for the first time in their school's history, including Xenia in Division 2. Delaware, Olentangy, Berlin in Division 2. The school just opened in 2018. Columbus Centennial in Division 3, Worthington Christian in Division 6, and Cincinnati College Prep Academy in Division 7. And for the first time since 2001, an undefeated record wasn't enough to qualify for the playoffs. It happened to both Northwood in Division 5 and Gibsonburg in Division 6, as both went 10-0. Previously, Newcomerstown in 2001 was the last school that went undefeated, but did not make the playoffs. Also of note, several schools are back in the playoffs after a long hiatus. Leading the pack is Cleveland Heights Lutheran East in Division 5 and Reidsville Eastern in Division 7, which both qualified for the playoffs back in 2001. Let's move on now. Last week, I had the chance to sit down and spend some time with Jerry Snodgrass, the executive director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, to talk a little playoff football. Here's some of what Jerry Snodgrass had to say about the start of the playoffs this Friday and Saturday.
People forget this, but several years ago, USA Today did a study, or not a study, but they did a ranking of playoff systems across the nation. And Ohio's was one of the top, if not the top, playoff system that, and it stood the test of time. You know, it's expanded twice, I think, through time, one with the increase in divisions. But it's been a good system. There are some, you know, occasionally some teams don't make it, but it is a special time of year for high school football.
When you address that, and I know you hear from those schools that aren't going to make it and won't be playing on Friday or Saturday, despite there are some cases there could be an unbeaten team that's not going to get in. And I know that breaks your heart for the kids, and you understand all that. But as you said, that's the way the system is established, and it works perhaps better than any system going right now. And that's the way that the best way to sum it up is it works.
You know, and one of the things I'm clear about is that it's not that we ignore any of that. That system is evaluated each and every year. We've made a lot of adjustments relative to forfeitures of teams, relative to when teams can't finish a game due to weather issues, which you always have in early fall. So we've addressed all of those issues. And, you know, when an undefeated team doesn't get in, yeah, we are very sensitive to that. We look at it. We can't just arbitrarily change it and say, you're in. But we do evaluate it each and every time. But you have to go back also to the system in place does reward strength of schedule. And when those divisions, when not only the divisions, but when the regions are set, we're not doing that based upon a ranking system that we know how good a team's going to be in the year. We're doing it back in May and June, well before seasons start. So some of that, too, is people forget that football teams, schools, know that going into the season also.
I think it's a key point to bring up, that you do evaluate this system every year and look at it. It's not as if, well, we put it in place in 1972, and we're fine with it right now.
You know, and I have a, you know, it's tough. It's tough all the time to take, you know, when people say, well, they don't care, or, you know, they don't pay any attention to it. You know, they don't care about kids. You know, you can't answer everybody on that, but it's the furthest from the truth. We have the most caring, open-minded staff you'd ever want to see, but we also look to expanding our playoffs to allow everyone in. That's a little bit of the challenge that we're one of the largest states that sponsors football. And the only way that we could let every team in is to lengthen the season or shorten the regular season. It's tough for us to shorten the regular season because so many leagues are composed of 10 teams, currently 9 league games.
And again, our thanks to the executive director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Jerry Snodgrass, for spending some time with us to talk a little high school football playoff action. Each week during the playoffs, we will take a look at how the state's top-ranked teams, according to the Associated Press, match up in the playoffs. From the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Chris Solecki with this week's report.
Thanks very much, Marty. This weekend, 224 teams in 7 divisions will embark on the postseason. In each of those 7 divisions, comprised of 32 teams, 10 of those teams have been named as tops in the state in their respective division by the Associated Press. We begin in Region 16, Division 4, because there's a first-round matchup of AP top teams in a battle of Spartans, as number 6, Waynesville's Spartans, will take on number 9, Roger Bacon's Spartans out of Cincinnati on Saturday night. Each team is 9-1. By virtue of being the number 3 seed, Waynesville will host the game. Region 16, by the way, has 5 of the AP top 10 playing in it. The other 3 teams include number 1 Cincinnati Wyoming at 10-0, hosting the number 8 seed West Milton, Milton Union, number 3 Clarksville Clinton Massey at 9-1, hosting Germantown Valley View, and number 10 Indian Hill out of Cincinnati, who at 8-2 are the number 5 seed in the region, having to go on the road Saturday against 8-2 Kenton. In Region 18, Division 5, we have another top 10 matchup on Saturday night. I guess Elton John was right. Saturday night's all right for fighting, as long as it's on the gridiron and according to the rules. Number 4, Pemberton Eastwood at 10-0, and the number 4 seed will host number 10, Finley Liberty Benton, the 5th seed in the region, who enter play with a record of 9-1. Also in that region, number 6, Orville, is the number 2 seed at 9-1. They'll host Elyria Catholic, the number 7 seed, at 7-3. And number 3, Oak Harbor, is the number 1 seed in Region 18 with a record of 10-0. The first round matchup will be against 8th seed Beechwood, who finished their regular season with a mark of 8-2. In Region 23, Division 6 is where we find our third and final top 10 matchup of the weekend. Number 1, Anna, who enters play with a 9-1 mark, is the 5th seed in the region, so they hit the road to do battle against number 5, Minster, who is the number 4 seed, also with a record of 9-1. Also in Region 23, number 6, Coldwater, with a record of 8-2, is also the 6th seed. They travel to Archbold, who at 9-1 earned the number 3 seed. Number 7, Liberty Center, is 9-1, and the number 2 seed. They will host Harrod Allen East, also with a 9-1 record. And number 9, Lima Catholic Central, is the number 1 seed in the region at 9-1. They will host Sherwood Fairview, the 8th seed, also with a record of 9-1. Other brackets that are chock full of AP Top 10 honorees include Division 1 Region 4, where number 4, Cincinnati Coleraine, number 6, Cincinnati St. Xavier, number 7, Fairfield, and number 9 will each host games this weekend. In Division 2, Region 8, there are also 4 teams in the AP Top 10. Number 6, LaSalle, number 7, Cincinnati Turpin, number 9, Harrison, and number 10, Xenia, all in action in that region. Region 21, Division 6 has 4 as well. Number 2, New Middletown Springfield is there. Also, number 3, Gloucester Trimble. Number 4, Beverly Ford Fry. And number 8, Mogador. And finally, in Region 26, Division 7, 4 more AP top teams are represented. Number 3, Leipzig, is the number 1 seed with a record of 9-1. Number 8, Macomb, is 8-2 and the number 4 seed in the region. Should Macomb and Leipzig each win, it will set up a semifinal rematch in which Leipzig defeated Macomb 29-25 in Week 9. On the other side of the bracket, number 9, Norwalk St. Paul, and number 10, Hamler Patrick Henry, round out the field. That's it for this week. Good luck to all of the teams in action for the OHSAA. I'm Chris Solwecki.
Chris, thank you very much. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we come back, we'll break down the first round pairings and hear from radio announcers around Ohio. You're listening to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Welcome to the home of gridiron legends, the newly renovated Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Walk among the immortals of football inside the Hall of Fame gallery. Here you can stand face-to-face with the men who built America's game. Relive the greatest moments of Super Bowl history in the Lamar Hunt Super Bowl Gallery and stand before the Vince Lombardi Trophy, while the NFL Today Gallery is home to the NFL's most recent record-breaking moments. Plan your visit to the Pro Football Hall of Fame today at ProFootballHOF.com.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over. But this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And welcome back, and it's time to announce the first round playoff pairings across Ohio for this Friday and Saturday's games and get regional reports from several stations. A reminder that all playoff games kick off at 7 o'clock. And we'll start first of all with the regional quarterfinal pairings in Division 7. These games all take place on Saturday. In Region 25, it's the 8th seed Malvern at 5-5 at the number 1 seed Cuyahoga Heights, which is 8-1. The 7th seed McDonald takes its 6-4 mark to the number 2 seed, the Cubs of Lucas, who are 8-2. The number 6 seed is Louisville St. Thomas Aquinas at 6-3. They visit the 3 seed, 8-2, Toronto. The number 5 seed Warren John F. Kennedy takes its 7-3 record on the road to the number 4 seed Independence. In Region 26, the 8th seed is Sycamore Mohawk. At 6-4, they visit the number 1 seed Lipsick, which has a mark of 9-1. The 7th seed is Eden at 7-3, and they take out the number 2 seed Norwalk St. Paul, which owns an 8-2 mark. For Eden, this is their 5th all-time playoff appearance, but they're seeking their first ever win. The number 6 seed, 7-3, Arlington, visits the 3 seed Hamler Patrick Henry at 7-3. The 5 seed is Edgerton at 8-2. They go to the 4 seed Macomb, which owns an 8-2 mark. They are the defending Division 7 state champion. Moving to Region 27, Lancaster Fisher Catholic at 8-2 visits Canal Winchester Harvest Prep, who owns a mark of 9-1. This is a matchup of two teams who are members of the Mid-State League, but in different divisions. The 7th seed is Reidsville Eastern at 8-2. They take on number 2 seed 7-3 Newark Catholic. The Green Wave making their 36th all-time playoff appearance, which breaks a tie with Cincinnati Archbishop Moeller. For Eastern, it's their first playoff appearance since 2001, their third all-time, but they're seeking their first ever win. The 6th seed is Willow Woods Sims Valley. At 9-1, they go to the 3 seed Shadyside, who owns a 7-3 mark. The 5 seed is Sarasville Shenandoah at 8-2. They are at the 4 seed Waterford, who owns an 8-2 mark. In Region 28, the 8th seed is 7-3 New Bremen. They take their mark to the number 1 seed 9-0 Hamilton New Miami. For New Bremen, it's their first playoff appearance since 2004. New Miami is in its third time in the playoffs, but they're seeking their first ever win. The number 7 seed is Union City, Mississinewa Valley. At 7-3, they take on the number 2 seed Maria Stein, Marion Local. The Flyers are 8-2. Mississinewa Valley is in the playoffs for the first time since 2004. It's the school's second all-time playoff appearance. They are seeking their first ever win. For Marion Local, they were ranked number 1 in the state in Division 7. The Flyers lost to Kirtland in the 2018 Division 6 title game, but moved down to Division 7 this year. And rounding out things in Region 28, the 6th seed is Dola Hardin Northern at 8-2. They go to 9-1, 3 seed Fort Loramie. And the number 5 seed, 7-3, Lima Perry, visits the number 4 seed, Cincinnati College Prep, owners of an 8-2 mark. It's the only regional quarterfinal matchup in the state where both teams are looking for their first ever playoff win. For Lima Perry, it's the school's second all-time playoff appearance. For Cincinnati College Prep, it's the first playoff appearance in the school's history. They went 0-9 last season. Up next now, it's the Division 6 regional pairings. These games also on Saturday night with a kick of 7 o'clock. In Region 21, the 8th seed is Berlin Center Western Reserve at 8-2. They take on the number 1 seed, New Middletown Springfield, unbeaten at 10-0. The 7th seed is 8-2 Brookfield. They visit the number 2 seed, 9-1 Mogador. The 6th seed is Dalton at 9-1. They go to the 3 seed, 10-0 Beverly Fort Fry. The number 5 seed is Celineville Southern at 10-0. They take on the number 4 seed, unbeaten Gloucester Trimble. This is the only regional quarterfinal matchup in any division that pits two unbeaten teams against each other. Trimble's the returning state finalist, losing to Macomb in the 2018 Division 7 title game. Southern is one of only two undefeated teams to start the playoffs on the road. The other is Columbus Walnut Ridge in Region 8 of Division 2. In Region 22, the 8th seed is 5-5 Cary. They go to the number 1 seed, Collins Western Reserve, owners of a 9-1 mark. For Western Reserve, it's a 7-win turnaround this year. They finished last season with just 2 victories. The 7th seed is Creston Norwayne at 5-5. They go to the number 2 seed, Attica Seneca East at 9-1. The 6th seed, Ashland Crestview at 7-3. They travel to the 3 seed, 10-0 Howard East Knox. The number 5 seed, 7-3, Jeromesville Hillsdale, travels to 9-1 Galleon Northmore, the number 4 seed. Region 23, 8th seed Sherwood Fairview, takes its 9-1 mark to number 1 seed Lima Central Catholic. They're 9-1. The 7th seed is Herod Allen East at 9-1. They go to the 2 seed, 9-1 Liberty Center. The number 6 seed, the 8-2 Coldwater Cavaliers. They play at the number 3 seed, 9-1 Archbold. For Coldwater, it's their state record 23rd consecutive playoff appearance, breaking a tie with Cleveland St. Ignatius, who owned the streak of 22 straight appearances between 1988 and 2009. The number 5 seed is 9-1 Anna. They play at the 4 seed, 9-1 Minster. How about Anna? They're the top-ranked team in Division 6 and won the super-tough Midwest Athletic Conference, but must go on the road for the opening round of the playoffs. Anna lost at home to Marion Local this season, but put a running clock on Coldwater. In Region 24, the 8th seed is Miamisburg Dayton Christian at 8-2. They play at the number 1 seed, undefeated Chillicothe Southeastern. The 7th seed is Columbus Grandview Heights. They take their 6-4 mark to the number 2 seed, Bainbridge Paint Valley, who owns a mark of 8-2. The number 6 seed is 8-2 Mechanicsburg. They visit the 3 seed, 8-2 Frankfort Edina. The 5 seed, Worthington Christian, goes to the number 4 seed, 8-2 Covington. For Worthington Christian, it's the first playoff appearance in school history. Dayton Christian and Edina, oh, by the way, they're seeking their school's first ever playoff victory. Before we continue on with a look at this week's pairings, let's bring in our first regional report. From Salina's WKKI, here's Mike Hearn.
This is Mike Hearn from K94 WKKI in Salina with a look at Northwest Ohio and West Central Ohio's playoff squads. Starting with Division III, Region 12, Wapakoneta, Western Buckeye League champs, take on a Troutwood team they beat 24-21 last year at Harmon Field. Bottom half of the bracket has St. Mary's at 8-2 in a rematch of a 2016 regional semifinal against Franklin. Division IV represented with the other two of the four WBL teams to make it in. Region 14 sees Ottawa Glendorf at 7-3 go take on Galleon. Region 16 sees co-WBL champions Kenton take on Indian Hill at Robinson Field. Fairview makes a trek to Spartan Stadium to take on number 1 seeded Lima Central Catholic. Allen East, in their third ever playoff appearance and first since 06, take their Northwest Conference Championship to Liberty Center, while the 8-2 Coldwater Cavaliers travel to Archbowl to take on the 9-1 Blue Streaks. It'll be Anna and Minster in a battle of two of the three Midwest Athletic Conference champions. These teams haven't played in a couple of years, but Anna, the D5 pole champ, taking on the 9-1 Wildcats. While in Region 28, Mississinewa Valley travels to take on the D7 pole champs and MAC champs in the Marion Local Flyers. Hardin Northern makes their first playoff appearance since 2006 as they travel to Fort Loramie. And the Lima Perry Commodores, first-time winners of the Northwest Central Conference, making just their second playoff appearance, travel to Cincinnati to take on Cincinnati College Prep Academy, who are making their first ever playoff. And also in Region 28, for the first time since 2004, the New Bremen Cardinals are in the playoffs as they travel to take on New Miami. With a look at Northwest and West Central Ohio's playoff teams, I'm Mike Hearn from WKKI K94 in Salina.
All right, Mike, thanks very much. Let's move on now. The Division 5 pairings are up next. These games are also on Saturday. In Region 17, the 8th seed is Magnolia Sandy Valley. They take their 9-1 mark to the top seed, unbeaten Kirtland. Kirtland's the defending Division 6 state champion, but moves up to Division 5 this year, and they spent the season as the top-ranked team in Division 5. The Hornets, oh, by the way, also own a 25-game winning streak, which is tied with Cincinnati, Wyoming, for the longest in the state. The 7th seed is Rootstown at 7-3. They go to the number 2 seed, 7-3, Akron Manchester. The number 6 seed, Sugar Creek Garaway at 8-2, visits the 3 seed, Garrettsville Garfield at 9-1. The 5 seed is Bel Air. They go to the number 4 seed, Canfield South Range, who owns a 7-3 mark. In Region 18, it's 8-2 Beechwood going to the number 1 seed, undefeated Oak Harbor. The 7th seed is Elyria Catholic. They take their 7-3 mark to the defending Division 5 state champion. That's 9-1, 2 seed Orville. The 6th seed is Cleveland Heights Lutheran East at 7-2. They visit the number 3 seed, 8-2 Marion Pleasant. For Lutheran East, it's their first playoff appearance since 2001, the school's third all-time playoff appearance, but they are seeking their first ever win. The number 5 seed is 9-1 Findlay Liberty Benton. They go to the 4 seed, undefeated Pemberville Eastwood. In Region 19, it's the 8th seed, 7-3 Wellston, visiting the number 1 seed, the 9-1 Ironton Tigers. Wellston seeking its first playoff appearance, or in its first playoff appearance, rather, since 2006. It's the school's third all-time appearance, but they are also seeking their first postseason win. The number 7 seed is 8-2 Portsmouth. They go to the number 2 seed, West Lafayette, 10-0 Ridgewood. The number 6 seed is 7-3 Minford. At the number 3 seed, 7-3 Wheelersburg. The number 5 seed is Gahanna Columbus Academy at 7-3. They visit the number 4 seed, 8-2 Amanda Clear Creek. And rounding out things in Division 5, in Region 20, the 8th seed is Blanchester at 6-4. They go to the number 1 seed, 9-1 Cincinnati Taft. The 7th seed is Cincinnati Summit Country Day at 7-2. They visit the 9-1 Rough Riders of West Jefferson, who are the number 2 seed. The 6th seed is Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. They take their 8-2 mark to Clark County to face the 3 seed, 8-2 Springfield Shawnee. And the number 5 seed is Cincinnati Madeira at 8-2. They visit the number 4 seed, West Liberty Salem, owners of a 9-1 record. For Madeira, it's their 11th all-time playoff appearance, but they are after their first postseason victory. Now here are the pairings for the Division 4 opening round games, Saturday night kicks at 7 o'clock. In Region 13, the 8th seed is 6-4 Girard. They go to unbeaten number 1 seed 10-0 Perry. Perry ended the regular season ranked number 2 behind defending state champion Cincinnati, Wyoming. For Girard, they are a returning state finalist, losing to Wyoming in the 2018 Division 4 title game. The 7th seed is Struthers at 6-4. They take on the 2 seed, Poland Seminary, at 8-2. It's a Week 10 rematch, where Poland Seminary defeated Struthers 14-12. The 6th seed is 6-4 Hubbard. They visit the 3 seed, Winterville Indian Creek. They are 9-1. The number 5 seed is 8-2 Salem. They play at the number 4 seed, Cuyahoga Falls CVCA. CVCA is 7-3. It's their 8th all-time playoff appearance, but they have yet to win in the postseason. In Region 14, the 8th seed, the Flyers of Clyde at 6-4, go to the number 1 seed, LaGrange Keystone. They are 9-1. Keystone's second ever playoff appearance, but still looking for a victory. The 7th seed, Bellevue, at 6-4, goes to the number 2 seed, 8-2, Wasion. The 6th seed is Ottawa Glandorf. They take their 7-3 mark to the number 3 seed, 8-2, Galleon. The 5 seed is Milan Edison at 7-3. They visit the 4 seed, 7-3, Shelby. In Region 15, Columbus Marion Franklin at 7-3 goes to unbeaten number 1 seed, Newark Licking Valley. The 7th seed, the Bloom Carroll Bulldogs at 8-2. They visit Ganaden Hutton Indian Valley. They are 9-1 and the 2 seed. The 6th seed is Gallipolis Gallia Academy at 9-1. They travel to Pike County to face the 3 seed, 8-2 Waverly. The 5 seed is St. Clairsville at 8-2. They face the 4 seed, New Concord John Glenn, owners of an 8-2 mark. And rounding out Division 4, in Region 16, it's West Milton, Milton Union at 8-2, and they travel to take on the number 1 seed and the number 1 ranked team in the state of Ohio, unbeaten Cincinnati, Wyoming. Wyoming's the defending Division 4 state champion. They've only won 25 straight games, and they have a 41-game regular season winning streak, which is the longest in the state. The 7th seed is Germantown Valley View at 8-2. They play at the number 2 seed, Clarksville Clinton Massey. The number 6 seed, St. Bernard Roger Bacon at 9-1. Plays at the 3 seed, 9-1 Waynesville, and the 5 seed, Cincinnati Indian Hill. They take their 8-2 mark to the number 4 seed, 8-2 Kenton. Before we move on, let's bring in another analyst for a regional report. Let's head up to Youngstown, and here's Mark Means from WBBW.
13 Youngstown area teams qualifying for postseason play in round one. In Division 2, Warren Harding finishes 7-3. The Raiders will rematch with Massillon after falling to the Tigers in week 3 of the regular season. Western Reserve and Springfield rematch in Division 6 in a game played in week 9, won by the Tigers. The Southern Indians finished 10-0 this year. They will travel to Gloucester Trimble. And also in Division 6, Brookfield, the Warriors back in postseason play at 8-2. They'll travel to Mogador. Games coming up on Saturday in the Youngstown area. Girard advancing to the D4 state championship game last year, falling to Wyoming. They'll play Perry in round one. Salem, the Quakers at 8-2, back in Division 4. Struthers and Poland played in week 10. They'll rematch in round one of the playoffs in a game won by Poland by just 2 points. Hubbard and Indian Creek played last year in round one. They'll match up again this year in round one of week one of the postseason play. Division 5, Bel Air travels the South Range. Coach Yeagley's Raiders back in postseason play at 7-3. And in Division 7, Warren John F. Kennedy will travel to Independence. And the McDonald Blue Devils return to postseason play, traveling to Lucas. I'm Mark Means for Sports Radio 1240 and the OHSAA Radio Network.
Mark, thank you very much. Back to the pairings we go. Here are the Division 3 games, and these games will be played on Friday night. In Region 9, the 8th seed is Chagrin Falls Kenston at 8-2. They play at the number 1 seed, 9-1 New Philadelphia. Kenston, oh, by the way, the defending Division 3 state champion, and they enter the playoffs this year as a number 8 seed. The 7th seed is Akron St. Vincent St. Mary at 8-2. They play at the number 2 seed, 10-0 Streetsboro. For Streetsboro, it's their third all-time playoff appearance, still looking for a victory. St. Vincent St. Mary in the playoffs for the 23rd time in the school's history, although they failed to qualify last year, snapping a streak of 9 straight years with a playoff appearance. The number 6 seed is 8-2 Chardon. They play at the 3 seed, 7-3 Dover. The 5 seed, the Big Red of Steubenville at 6-3. They visit unbeaten 4 seed Aurora. In Region 10, it's the 8 seed Cleveland Glenville at the number 1 seed, the 8-2 Truckers from Norwalk. The 7 seed is Bay Village Bay at 7-3. They visit the number 2 seed Mansfield Senior, Mansfield Senior at 9-1. The 6 seed Parma Heights Holy Name at 8-2. They go to the 3 seed Tiffin Columbian. The 5 seed the Blue Streaks from Sandusky take their 7-3 mark to the number 4 seed Medina Buckeye, owners of an 8-2 mark. In Region 11, it's the 8 seed Red Raiders of London at 7-2. They take on the number 1 seed Columbus Bishop Hartley. The 9-1 Hawks, the Division 3 AP poll champion. Thornville Sheridan at 8-2 takes on the 2 seed Plain City Jonathan Alder. Alder at 10-0, ranked number 2 just behind Hartley. The 6th seed is Columbus Centennial. At 9-1, they travel to take on the 3 seed 10-0 Jackson. For the Stars of Centennial, it's the first playoff appearance in school history. The number 5 seed Zanesville at 7-3 takes on the 4 seed 9-1 Granville. This is a matchup of future league opponents. Zanesville joins the Licking County League next year. In Region 12, it's the 8 seed Kettering Archbishop Alter at 6-4. Facing the number one seed, Dayton Chaminade Julianne with a mark of 8-2. This is a Week 10 rematch. Alder beat CJ 35-28 last Friday night. Alder is a returning state finalist, though, by the way. They lost to Kenston in the 2018 Division III state title game. The seventh seed is Trotwood Madison. They take their 7-3 mark to the number two seed, 9-1 Wapakoneta. It's a rematch of a 2018 regional quarterfinal where Wapak won 24-21. The sixth seed, the Rough Riders of St. Mary's Memorial at 8-2. They go to the three seed, 9-1 Franklin. The five seed is Hamilton Ross. They go to the number four seed, Hamilton Baden, with a 7-3 mark. For Ross, it's their seventh all-time playoff appearance. They're hoping seven is a lucky number. They have not won in six prior trips to the postseason. Let's move on now to Division II. These games are Friday night with kick time set for 7 o'clock. In Region 5, it's the eighth seed Warren G. Harding at 7-3. They take out the number one seed and the number one ranked team in the state in Division II, the Massillon Washington Tigers, who were 10-0. Massillon, a returning state finalist, lost to Hoban in last year's D2 championship game. The seventh seed is Willoughby South at 6-4. They play at the number two seed, 10-0 Mayfield. The number six seed is Alliance at 7-3. They visit Akron Archbishop Hoban, the defending state champions, the four-time defending state champions. The number three seed at 9-1 in this bracket. The five seed is 7-3 Hudson. They play at the four seed, 8-2 Massillon Perry. In Region 6, the eighth seed is Worcester at 7-3. They go to the undefeated Avon Club at 10-0. Maple Heights at number 7 and 7-3 plays at the two seed Avon Lake at 9-1. The sixth seed is 7-3 Olmsted Falls. They visit the number three seed, 8-2 Wadsworth. The five seed is Brecksville Broadview Heights at 7-3. They travel to take on the four seed, 9-1 Cleveland Benedictine. Broadview Heights, a 7-win turnaround. They finished last year winless and are in the playoffs this year. In Region 7, it's Toledo St. Francis DeSales at 6-4. They take on the number one seed and the second-ranked team in the state, unbeaten Toledo Central Catholic. The seventh seed is Delaware Olentangy Berlin at 6-4. They play at the number two seed White House Anthony Wayne, undefeated at 10-0. For Berlin, it's the first playoff appearance in school history, which is a rather short history. The school just opened in 2018. The sixth seed is Lewis Center Olentangy at 5-5. They play at the three seed, 8-2 Troy. The five seed is Westerville South at 6-4. They play at the number four seed, Toledo St. John's Jesuit, owners of a 7-3 mark. In Region 8, it's Morrow Little Miami at 8-2. They play at the number one seed, Cincinnati LaSalle at 8-2. The seventh seed is Columbus St. Francis DeSales. The 8-2 Stallions visit the 10-0 second seed, Cincinnati Turpin. The sixth seed, the Canal Winchester Indians, who had the best record in the state last year to not get into the playoffs at 9-1, are in this year at 9-1. They play at the three seed, 9-1 Harrison. The five seed is undefeated Columbus Walnut Ridge. They play at the four seed, 9-1 Xenia. For the Xenia Bucks, their first ever playoff appearance. For Walnut Ridge, they're one of only two undefeated teams to start the playoffs on the road. The other is Salineville Southern in Division 6, Region 21. And before we move to Division 1, let's get one more regional report. And to do that, let's go to Central Ohio. And from Spectrum and the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network, here's Todd Bell.
Marty, Central Ohio is well represented in multiple divisions in this year's postseason, beginning in Division 1, Region 3, where six of the eight participants were in the playoffs last year. Headlining the region is number one seed Olentangy Liberty, who has played in the state semifinals each of the last 3 years, only to be denied their first trip to the finals. They'll host Westerville Central. Now, 2017 champion Pickerington Central is the two seed. Three-seed Olentangy Orange will try and avenge its only loss of the season as they'll host Pickerington North, and Groveport Madison will host Hilliard-Davidson in the 4-5 matchup. Region 2 also has a trio of Central Ohio teams, with Dublin-Kaufman a 3-seed, Dublin-Jerome the 4-seed, and Marysville is in as the 8th-seed. It's their 8th overall appearance, but first since 2013, which is the third-longest drought of the 32 teams in this year's Division 1 playoffs. Division 2 Region 8 has Columbus St. Francis DeSales, who is 8th all-time in playoff victories, in as the number 7 seed. They'll travel to Cincinnati Turpin, while Canal Winchester, who missed the postseason last year at 9-1, gets in at 9-1 this year as a 6 seed and will play at Harrison. Division 2 Region 7 sees two more Olentangy District schools. The original, Olentangy, will be at Troy, while second-year school Olentangy Berlin makes it in at 6-4 and will travel to Anthony Wayne in their first-ever playoff appearance. There are four first-timers in the OHSAA playoffs this year, and three are from Central Ohio. Along with Berlin, in Division 3, Centennial. They'll participate in Region 11 after a 9-1 season and claiming the Columbus City League North title. Bishop Hartley, who owns all the state titles, four of them in this region among playoff qualifiers, is the number one seed. The other program in Central Ohio that is seeing its first ever playoff action is Worthington Christian. It's just the sixth year of football for the Warriors. They, along with Grandview Heights, will battle in Region 24 in Division 6. Number one seed Newark Licking Valley, making its 19th appearance, heads up Region 15 as the number one seed there in Division 4. Bloom Carroll and Marion Franklin, seeds 7 and 8, are also in. Columbus Academy in Region 19 and West Jefferson in Region 20 are local participants in Division 5, while Harvest Prep and Fisher Catholic will battle in Region 27 of Division 7, along with Newark Catholic, who leads all schools in the state, making their 36th all-time playoff appearance.
Todd, thanks. Let's move on now to the Division I games, and these are Friday night with 7 o'clock kicks. In Region 1, it's the 8th seed 9-1 Cleveland Heights playing at the number 1 seed undefeated Mentor. Mentor finished as the number 1 ranked team in the state by the Associated Press and had the highest regular season Harbin point total of any team in the state in the computer rankings. The 7th seed is 7-3 Medina. They play at the number 2 seed, Lakewood St. Edward, at 9-1. St. Ed's the defending Division I state champion and finished the regular season ranked 2nd behind Mentor. The 6th seed is 8-2 Massillon Jackson. They go to the 3 seed, 8-2 Euclid. The 5 seed is 8-2 Solon, and they visit the number 4 seed, the Bulldogs of Canton-McKinley, who are 8-2. In Region 2, the 8th seed Monarchs of Marysville visit the Springfield Wildcats. Marysville is 6-4. Springfield is 9-1. The 7th seed is Clayton Northmont at 6-4. They travel to the 2 seed, 9-1 Toledo-Whitmer. The 6th seed is Perrysburg. They take their 8-2 mark to 3 seed Dublin Kaufman with an 8-2 record. And the 5 seed is Springboro. They pay a visit to 8-2 4th seed Dublin Jerome. The Region 3 matchups, the 8th seed is 7-3 Westerville Central. They play at the number 1 seed Powell Olentangy Liberty at 9-1. This is a regular season rematch won by Liberty. The 7th seed is Reynoldsburg at 7-3. They play at the 2 seed Pickerington Central. These two teams met just 2 weeks ago, with Pickerington Central coming out on top. The 6th seed is Pickerington North at 6-4. They play at the number 3 seed Lewis Center Olentangy Orange at 9-1. Also a regular season rematch. And the 5 seed 7-3 Hilliard Davidson plays at the number 4 seed 8-2 Groveport Madison. In Region 4, the 8th seed is 5-5 Mason. The Comets go to the number 1 seed 8-2 Cincinnati St. Xavier. The 7th seed is 5-5 Hamilton. They take that even mark to the number 2 seed 9-1 Fairfield. For Hamilton, it's their 5th all-time playoff appearance, still looking for a victory. The 6th seed, the Vikings of Cincinnati-Princeton at 6-1, they play at the number 3 seed, the 9-1 Coleraine Cardinals. Coleraine's a returning state finalist. They lost to St. Ed in the Division 2018 Division 1 state title game. And the 5 seed, Westchester Lakota at 7-3, they go to the number 4 seed. They'll travel to the pit to take on the 8-2 Cincinnati Elder Club, again, owners of an 8-2 mark. Well, there you have it, all 112 first-round playoff games. Let's step aside for a few messages from the OHSAA, and when we return, we'll wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association State Championships are the pinnacle of every high school season.
It is up and it is good! A game-winning field goal from 31 yards away, and that is how Hartley repeats as the Division IV state champions.
The OHSAA Radio Network brings you the play-by-play call for the football championships and the state tournaments in girls and boys basketball, baseball, and softball.
Base hit the center field, and the ball game is over. The Defiance Bulldogs have just won the Ohio State Division II baseball title.
With more than 60 partner radio stations, the OHSAA Radio Network delivers countless memories from OHSAA championships.
They're certainly peaking at the right time, clicking on all cylinders coming into the state tournament.
On the air, online, and on your mobile device, you're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Let's take a time out to talk about educational athletics. That means the school sports are an extension of the classroom. Student athletes earn the privilege of participation in sports by succeeding during the school day first, before they put on the team uniform after. Student athletes prove that with better attendance records, higher GPAs, and fewer discipline issues than non-student athletes. That's what it means to be a part of the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And before we wrap up this week's show, a reminder that complete statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSAA website at OHSAA.org, along with preview notes and the football playoff histories of every team in the 2019 playoffs. Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale through the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, including special group tickets, special rates, and a ticket package that includes indoor access in the stadium club during and after every game. On our next show, we will go inside the first round results and look ahead to the regional semifinals. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. The OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show has been a production of the OHSAA Radio Network.